Hey guys, this is your boy Jay. You already know what time it is. You already know what's up with me. And you already know the conversation. It is relationship and always relationship. And today, we're talking about the dichotomy of being accepted. Exploring the quest for authenticity in a relationship. I miss you guys, and it's nice to be back on here. So let's get started. In the realm of relationships, the desire for acceptance is a fundamental human need. We yearn for someone who will embrace us for who we truly are, accept our flaws, and everything that has to do with us. The refrain, "I want someone who's going to accept me for who I am," echoes through the countless conversations and romantic aspirations. Yet, beneath this seemingly straightforward declaration lies a nuanced journey fraught with both promise and peril. At its core, the quest for acceptance in a relationship is a quest for authenticity. It's about finding someone who sees us, understands us, and loves us unconditionally. However, as we navigate the complexities of modern romance and relationship, it is essential to examine both the positive and negative implications of this pursuit. On the bright side, seeking acceptance can lead to a profound connection and deep intimacy. When we find someone who truly accepts us, we experience a sense of belonging and validation that enriches our life immeasurably. This acceptance fosters an environment where we feel safe to be ourselves, free from the constraints of societal expectation or the personal insecurities. Being accepted for who we are empowers us to embrace our authentic selves fully. We no longer feel the need to hide our quirks or pretend to be someone we are not. Instead, we can revel in our uniqueness, knowing that we are cherished for exactly who we are. However, the pursuit of acceptance also carries inherent risks and challenges. And one of the most significant pitfalls is the tendency to prioritize external validation over self-improvement. When we fixate solely on finding someone who will accept us, we may overlook the importance of personal growth and self-awareness. The desire for acceptance can sometimes lead us to settle for relationships that are less than fulfilling, relationships that we have no business with, relationships that we're not supposed to be in the first place. The desire for acceptance may also lead us to tolerate mistreatment or compromise our values in the name of being accepted, sacrificing our happiness and well-being in the process. Additionally, the expectation of unconditional acceptance can place undue pressure on both ourselves and our partners. No one is perfect, and expecting flawless acceptance from another person sets an unrealistic standard that is bound to disappoint. It is essential to recognize that acceptance is a two-way street, requiring effort, understanding, and compromise from both parties involved. In light of these complexities, It is crucial to approach the quest for acceptance with a balanced perspective. Instead of solely focusing on finding someone who will accept us, we should also strive to become someone worth accepting. This means cultivating self-awareness, practicing self-love, and continually striving to grow and evolve as individuals. It is essential to recognize that acceptance is not synonymous with complacency. A healthy relationship is one where both partners encourage each other to become the best versions of themselves, even as they embrace each other's imperfection. Ultimately, the journey toward acceptance in a relationship is a deeply personal one. It requires vulnerability, courage, and a willingness to confront our fears and insecurities. Yet, amidst these challenges and uncertainties, there is also profound beauty to be found in the moment of genuine connection and understanding. As we navigate the highs and lows of love and relationships, let us remember that true acceptance begins within oneself. By embracing our authenticity and valuing our worth, we lay the foundation for relationship built on mutual respect, love, and acceptance. And in the end, it is these relationships that truly fulfill our deepest desires for connection and belonging. I remind you, boy Jay, it is nice hanging out with you once here again. I'm about to run off. I'll catch up with you. I'll see you. We'll do this again some other time. Peace out.